Some friends and family members expected something out of the ordinary when Eddie Bogart and Robert Lee were married 2 years ago in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
We had a lot of people expecting or, you know, being interested or wanted to know what our wedding would be like.
And today I promise to love you unconditionally.
But what they witnessed was a traditional and legally binding ceremony that publicly validated their loving relationship and commitment.
It puts us equal to everybody else, I think, you know, and to me, a marriage is a marriage, whether it's a gay marriage or a straight marriage.
4 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in a ruling that helped advance lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in America. Today, 60% of Americans support same-sex marriage compared to 60% who opposed it 15 years ago, according to the Pew Research Center. While opposition to same-sex marriage in the U.S. may be in decline, it is still a powerful force in politics. Christian groups have used this issue to mobilize support, even among some religious Democrats, for President Trump, who has embraced conservative values.
I think this is a problem for the Democratic Party, that as they become increasingly radical, tied to increasingly radical social policies, it's going to be harder and harder for some of their historical supporters to continue to support them.
But the strong support for Democratic presidential contender Pete Buttigieg may undermine that argument. The South Bend, Indiana mayor, who is gay and married to another man, is one of a rising number of LGBT politicians who advocates say have benefited from being open about their sexuality.
Voters feel like if they're being honest and open about who they are in something like, you know, their sexuality, that means they're going to be open and honest across the board with voters.
Politics aside, same-sex relationships in the U.S. have become increasingly part of the diverse fabric of America, with Bobby and Eddie breaking down bias in their community by being just another married couple. Brian Patton, VOA News, Newcastle, Pennsylvania.